My name is Tina Lieberman, and I'm going to be doing one of the breakout sessions on day three of the Sustainable Futures Conference. I am currently the volunteer chair of the Albany City Sustainability Advisory Committee, and I'm a co-founder of Zero Waste Capital District also, which is another volunteer effort.
And what is your specific work and how is it related to sustainability?
Well, as chair of the Albany City Sustainability Advisory Committee, we're looking for ways to help the city to be prepared for climate change, to mitigate their greenhouse gas emissions, and also to be prepared in terms of adaptation and resiliency. And we're looking to educate the public on ways that they can reduce their greenhouse gas emissions in the city so that we can lower our carbon footprint as a city. For Zero Waste Capital District, we're looking at ways to help people also lower greenhouse gas emissions by diverting food scraps from the landfill, as well as reducing waste and, you know, reuse and refusing single-use plastics, which are highly toxic and produce a lot of greenhouse gases when they're made from fossil fuel products.
What does a green recovery look in the Capital Region to you?
You know, there's a lot of different places to focus for green recovery, and there's a lot of different places to focus for sustainability. What I would love to see is a lot of communication and funding available for people, for residents and commercial businesses to increase energy efficiency in their buildings, because right off the bat, that saves them money for heating and cooling, and it also saves greenhouse gas emissions. So we really need to look at our buildings very much, decarbonizing our buildings. A lot of that can be done through energy efficiency, and then the rest needs to be done by moving off of fossil fuels for our heating, our homes and businesses, and hot water. And then the other piece is transportation. Those are our two greatest sectors that contribute to greenhouse gas emissions. And so we're going to need to move people off of cars and trucks and vehicles that are based on fossil fuels. And, you know, electric vehicles are certainly promising, hydrogen cell vehicles. And basically, then we can also eliminate a lot of air pollution that causes a lot of illness, like asthma. So those are the two main areas. And then the third area would be waste. The city of Albany, the food waste going into landfills generates about 9% of our greenhouse gas emissions as a city. By diverting food waste out of the landfill, not only do we eliminate that contribution of greenhouse gas emissions, but we also can then take that food waste, turn it into valuable compost, soil amendment, and a natural fertilizer, and we can use it to grow food in the city and become more sustainable in terms of our food production.
Have you and your organizations thought of any steps that the city of Albany can take to move towards this more sustainable electric food waste resolution?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying without a lot of, there are grants out there and we're using those to move forward. There are ways to earn some grant money through Clean Energy Communities Program from NYSERDA, as well as the Climate Smart Communities Program from the Department of Environmental Conservation. There's some money out there to move forward. There's some really great grant money, for example, for electric charging stations. You know, if we put in a little bit, I don't know, I think it's like 90-95% of the fee to do that is covered, but definitely more funding is needed, more outreach and education is needed.
Does the city of Albany have any assets that will help this sustainable planning?
I mean, we're starting to put in some more electric vehicle charging stations. I know our water department is looking at buying a few hybrid vehicles to use, or electric vehicles, I forget which. As far as heating and moving people off of fossil fuels for their heating and also for energy efficiency, we're basically relying on some of the NYSERDA funded programs right now and trying to spread the word about those. But again, a big infusion of capital would be needed here, I think, to make really fast, determined, sustainable growth possible, to really move fast and hard in that direction. The Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, you know, has these really aggressive goals of 40% reduction of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030 across the state. So I know that the Climate Action Council that is needing knows that that a lot of funding will be necessary for this. And I think we're also seeing that from the Biden administration. You just can't do this without a big infusion of capital.
Do you believe that the conversations and work from the Sustainable Futures Conference will help get more people to know about this cause?
I do. I certainly think that the more people who attend, what I like very much about the Sustainable Futures Conference is it really shows sustainability as a very broad umbrella, that there are many ways in which one area of sustainability supports the other, so that there's economic and green job sustainability, there's environmental justice and environmental equity, there's the energy and transportation sectors, there's food resiliency and food sovereignty, and there's the economics of sustainability. So I really do think that the more we learn about what sustainability means, what we need to do, and what that world can look like, and what good ideas are already out there, the faster we can move toward it. I also love the idea that Sustainable Futures Conference, I think, can bring together capital region municipalities to work on this as a regional effort. And I think that's a very important gift that the Sustainable Futures Conference can give the capital region.
Is there anything else specific that you would like to see come out of this conference, whether it be partnerships or just more people understanding what's happening?
Something I've been working on for a few years is creating regional communication and partnerships to move the whole capital region toward more sustainability. I think it's really hard to just do this as a single municipality. I think if the municipalities all work together in a cooperative way and we decide on what our priorities are and what we can help each other do, we're all interlinked. I mean, people from different parts of the capital region work in other parts and go to other parts for recreation or for, you know, food, restaurants, whatever. So I think we're interconnected as is. So I think it makes a lot of sense to see how we can support each other with our sustainability initiatives too.
Would you like to add anything about your work with the Albany Sustainability Advisory Committee or anything else that you're working on?
I think it's wonderful that many of the municipalities have sustainability task forces or advisory committees for their municipalities already. If they're a climate smart community, which a lot of them are, and they checked off all the things they needed to do with the Department of Environmental Conservation to become a climate smart community, they also, one of the requirements is to have some kind of a sustainability task force that has members of like city officials plus volunteers like I am from who are residents. And I see more and more municipalities are becoming climate smart communities. So I think it's a wonderful contribution to this because people who work in municipalities are very busy. So getting that extra support from a task force, especially from volunteer residents, is, I think, a very important part of how we move towards sustainability. It isn't the biggest greenhouse gas emission sector, but keeping your food waste out of the landfill and instead bringing it to a community compost drop-off site or composting in your backyard or hiring one of our two area compost pickup services is just a really great hands-on thing you can do that every individual can do to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, to create beautiful soil, and to kind of get involved and understand what the earth really wants us to do, which is that everything that comes to its end nourishes a new beginning. And that's the way we need to start thinking. It's sustainability is a true circle. There is no end. There is no death. It's when something ends its life, it just contributes to new life. And I think if we start to think in terms of that, we'll be a lot better off. And composting is something that can help people get there in a really hands-on way. So just putting in that plug.